In the 33rd chapter of Ezekiel, at verse 5, we have these words. He heard the sound of the trumpet and took not warning. His blood shall be upon him, but he that taketh warning shall deliver his soul. A solemn word of warning, a solemn exhortation of our need to flee from the wrath to come and make sure that we're hiding at the place called Calvary, the place of pardon, the place of refuge, and the place of salvation. Our minds are staggered when we think of all who lost their lives in the wars that we have been thinking about since this service started. And the vast number of hundreds of thousands who laid down their lives that we might live, and who gave their lives that we may not have to give ours. But my text calls me to more than that. They call me to heed the warning. And there is a solemn warning here, that the blood of those that shed innocent blood will be demanded by the God of justice and judgment. And if we take not warning, then we put ourselves under the curse and the sword and death itself. Just pass your eye over all history, from the days of the first fall of Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden, to all the wars, and to all the battles, to all the sieges, and to all the killings in this world. And the world's clay, and the world's grass, is full of the blood of men and women. Full of the innocent blood of men and women. Why? Because at the start of this world, there was a terrible fall. Man fell. He rebelled against his God. He made choice of the road to hell and not the road to heaven. He turned against the holy maker of this great world of ours. And down through the years, we have all been reaping what they sowed. You reap whatsoever you sow. The harvest is certainly coming. You reap whatsoever you sow. All these nations heard the trumpet, but they persisted in their sins. Their cities were destroyed, but they persisted in their iniquity. Their rebellion against God brought upon them judgment and the wrath of God to come. I picked up a revival hymn book from the 1859 revival this week, and I read these words, "Oh, the clanging bells of time, night and day, they never cease. We are wearied with their chime, for they do not bring us peace. And we hush our breath to hear, and we strain our eyes to see, if thy shores are drawing near. Eternity, eternity. Oh, the clanging bells of time, how their changes rise and fall, but an undertone sublime sounding clearly through them all is a voice that must be heard as our moments onward flee, and it speaketh, aye, just one word, eternity, eternity. Oh, the clanging bells of time, to their voices loud and low, in a long unresting line, we are marching to and fro, and we yearn for sight or sound of the life that is yet to be, for thy breath does wrap us round. Eternity, eternity. Oh, the clanging bells of time, soon their notes will all be dumb, and in joy and peace sublime we shall feel the silence come, and our souls their thrust shall slake, and our eyes the king will see when thy glorious morn shall break. Eternity, eternity, where will I be in eternity? Because God has graciously and wonderfully sent his Son to be the Savior of the world, and to give his life upon the cross and his blood upon the gibbet for our redemption, every one of us should flee from the wrath to come. There is a place of hiding. It's at the old cross of Calvary. There's power, wonder-working power, in the blood of the Lamb. None need perish. All may look, for Christ has died. The hours go in quickly. The weeks go in more quickly. The years take the jumps of time in their stride. But every part of our journey on earth is bringing us nearer and nearer to eternity. Your blood, sinner, is upon your own head. God has shown us a way of salvation. reject that way, and darkness and damnation will be our end. Eternity, eternity, where will you be in eternity? You need to stare eternity in the eyes tonight. And you need to say, how near a lost eternity am I? How near to the darkness? How near to eternal damnation? Oh, my friend, steer tonight for the harbor bright. For how do you know that your soul may be drifting over the deadline tonight? Haste you to the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. Wash your wounds in the rock of ages. Cry to God for forgiveness of your sin and the cleansing virtue of the precious blood. Only trust Him. Only trust Him. Only trust Him now. He will save you. Hallelujah. He will save you now. How glad I am I can offer to you pardon and peace and life everlasting. Come with me to the cross. Stand and gaze your eyes away as you look upon the Lord Jesus Christ. He had no sins of his own, but he's carrying yours. He had no judgment for himself, for he was spotless and sinless. But he took your sins, wounded for your transgressions, bruised for your iniquities. The chastisement of your peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. Come to the Savior. Make no delay. Here in our midst, he's standing today. Here he is. His hand is outstretched. Listen to his word. As many as received me, to them I have given them power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe in his name. Only trust him. Only trust him. Only trust him now. He will save you. Hallelujah. He will save you now. Thou hast stood at many graves. Thou hast seen the bodies of loved ones are buried. But have you ever said to yourself, if this was my burying place, if this was my grave, where would thou be? And where would I be? The Lord Jesus has died. He is alive now forevermore. He has the keys of hell and of death. And he has an invitation on his lips. And what is it? It's the simple word, come. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. I'm offering you in the name of God the Father, and God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost, I'm offering you peace and pardon and life everlasting. Listen to this word. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was laid on him, and by his stripes we are healed. Come to the Savior. Make no delay. Here in his word, he has shown us the way. Here in our midst, he's standing today, tenderly saying, come. My message is, come and welcome to Christ. Leave your sins at the cross tonight and take away the beautiful, clean, and blessed covering of the Lamb of God's blood freely shed for us all. Believe the gospel. Whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Dear sinner, press in to the kingdom of God. And before you leave that seat where you're sitting, just whisper to the wonderful Savior of man, O Lamb of God, I come, just as I am, and willing not to rid my soul of one dark blot. To thee, whose blood can cleanse each spot, O Lamb of God, I come. May God help you to come to the Lamb of God that taketh away the sins of the world. Father, bless thy word. Write it in our hearts. May no one leave this meeting without precious trust in the Lamb of God who takes away our sins and gives us the whiteness of his precious blood. Save the lost, restore the backsliders, and reward the saints, and make this a happy day when Jesus washed our sins away. And the people of God said, Amen. Amen.